بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Thank you very much for joining with this program, Quran and Today's Life. The question that comes to mind is that you said that this test is to separate goods from the bads at that time. But we know that all people have been tested in their world life, in their life in this world. So what does this kind of test mean, and what kind of the previous test mean? If there was the necessity of this test, so what was the previous test for? That is the test that we had in our lives. How can we understand this point from the Quranic teachings then?
You know, that moment, mm-hmm. we have in riwayat that the moment of death that the person is before taking the soul by the angel, yeah. it is still from the moments of dunya, this world. And in this world, we are subject to test at any time.
True.
So, shaitan uses all his capability to misguide and deviate man as he has promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create man. So that moment is like any other moment of life. Mm-hmm. A moment, and shaitan, you know, we have the concept of khannas in Surah An-Nas. We have two characteristics for shaitan is mentioned here. Waswas and khannas. Mm-hmm. Waswas means the one who whispers his ideas into your ear. But this whispering is so hidden that you don't notice. You think that it is your own idea. So you don't think about it. You don't evaluate whether this is to my benefit or not. This is that, you know, a tactic that Shaitan has in his strategy to, in fact, inculcate the temptations in a very hidden way. So the person thinks that this is his own or her own idea. So every person trusts on his self or herself. So this is one thing, and the other is khannas. What is khannas? Khannas is the one who never gets tired, who never gets bored of tempting, of doing something. This is khannas. So shaitan, in fact, appeals to any means at any moment to misguide man. And that moment, in fact, is very crucial moment. Because this is the final test.
Is Satan there powerful than the ordinary time that he had in our life?
No.
The same?
It doesn't mean that he is more powerful.
Or and maybe we are, physically more weak then.
In fact, that is the conclusion. You know, we have done good things, bad things. We are a mixture. Sometimes we succeed defeating Shaitan. Some other times we fail. Even we ourselves, we may do not know to which group we belong.
But this is a very crucial term, as you said. So if
we fail in rejecting
Satan, so we'll be in the hell.
It depends on your past. If you have practiced defeating Shaitan in the past, it is easy. And if the person, in fact, at this time, it will be clarified that this person finally, after all his ups and downs, mm-hmm. after all his ups and downs, to which category the person
was a servant of Allah or not?
Or not. So, yes. In fact, you can say this moment is the outcome of the life he had in 50 years or 60 years. This is the outcome of all the life.
www.yislam.com